You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Financial Solutions on Clare FM is brought to you by Kerry Corbett, your local finance experts.
From the bingo to talking more money, Tommy Corbett of Kerry Corbett Financial Solutions in Ross 11 and Ennis joins me in studio. Tommy, good morning to you.
Morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. We are talking something seasonal, but I joked when you came in, as we talk about insurance and all of that over the festive period with maybe new gadgets and stuff coming into the house, that perhaps you're a little bit of a killjoy. You're like Santa checking the list twice to make sure that the terms and conditions are in our favour.
Yeah, well, I suppose we want to make sure everyone has a safe and happy Christmas as well,
of course.
It's just, I suppose, a few pointers to people over the festive period and over the winter period, I suppose, as well.
So, really, do I have to think about increasing or changing home insurance if there's an expensive gift coming into the house?
Well, yeah, you may do. Okay, so for instance, if you get a gift of jewellery and it's quite expensive, or a musical instrument or something like that, we would recommend that you would, you know, keep the valuation and maybe ring your broker or ring your insurance company and get it put on as a specified item. As a specified item, then it's covered. Generally speaking, it's covered, whether you lose it at home or whether it gets stolen, whether at home or abroad or outside of the house. So it's a very good thing to have, particularly on something that may have a sentimental value, like a piece of jewellery or even, as I said, a musical instrument or something like that. So if there is something like that, I would say anything over €1,000, you should probably talk to your broker and look at getting it added to your policy.
And just because it's a specified item, they're noting it, they're aware of it. Is that the
exactly? Yeah. So it's specified. So basically, it's a 3-carat engagement ring. Okay, valued at whatever, 5,000 or 10,000 euros or whatever it may be. I'm not big into the diamonds myself, but obviously, the loss of that will be both sentimental and financial, so you're always better off to insure it. And something like that can be lost so easily. It's quite small. Maybe you may not even lose it over a festive period, but you may be going on holidays next spring or next summer and lose it on the beach somewhere. Mm. And at that stage, you'll be damn glad you have your specified item on your insurance policy at that stage.
Does the insurance cover just the loss or theft of the item? Does it cover its damage? What if one of those 3 diamonds falls out, for example?
Yeah, it would do. It would do. So it does cover damage. Again, you'd need to make sure and contact your insurance company or broker just to make sure that is the case. But generally speaking, it does. It covers it in all instances, whether it be damaged or stolen or lost.
Okay. And on this particular one, then, we're talking, I mean, jewellery is going to be very expensive and small, and, you know, both of those are problems. But, I mean, if you're talking about items that are, say, €1,000 up, maybe the odd gadget would come in there, you know, an expensive laptop or something like that.
Maybe,
but
you'd probably, if you have a gadget like an iPod, iPad, or a tablet, or a laptop or something like that, you're better off taking out gadget insurance for a number of reasons. One, it's so easy for those things to be stolen and damaged, and you don't really want it affecting your house insurance for something maybe worth €1,000 when you buy it. And we all know that the value of these things decrease quite rapidly. So if you have a new phone worth €1,000 today, the likelihood is in 6 months' time it'll be worth half that or even less.
It's probably worth half at the moment you took it out of the shop.
Exactly. So for something like that, I would be encouraging people to take out their gadget insurance. And you can put a number of different items on your gadget insurance policy. And you can do that quite easily online. Again, I'm not a big fan of online policies, but for something like that, I would probably encourage people to do it online. Yeah.
Now, there'll be people listen to this and say that they've got their contents insurance generally tied in with their house insurance. And does that not cover these items that we're talking about anyway?
It does to a certain extent. So most house insurance policies will allow for a certain increase in contents over the festive period or that. Do you know what I mean? So again, you really need to talk to your broker or your insurance company just to see what exactly is covered. But for specified things like engagement rings and that kind of thing, where they would have a serious value, you know, they're not contents as such. Do you know what I mean? So an engagement ring, a new television is new TV would be contents, but an engagement ring really isn't. It's a personal item. So
okay.
Anything that's personal, I would, and that has a large value, I would look to adding it as a specified item onto the policy.
If you thus, if you're making the call like you're suggesting, the engagement rings have to come into the house, whatever it may be, you're probably looking at a cost, an additional cost, I would imagine, onto your policy if you wanted to add it.
You are, and a very rough guide would be 10 euros per 1,000 euros covered for the year. So if it's 10 grand, you're talking about probably in around 100, maybe 120 euros for the year. So it's not massive, but it's well worth it.
It's well worth it. Drop it down a drain, it'll certainly be well worth it, says yourself. A few other bits as well, kind of timely advice and that sort of stuff. With this time of the year, there will be people coming home, maybe from abroad, with regards to car insurance, if they wanted to drive while they're here in this country. What's the situation there?
So again, a lot will depend on your insurance and on their insurance. So for instance, if their insurance allows them to drive other cars, they may be able to drive your own car. Now it's driving a third party, so they wouldn't be covered. Generally speaking, it's driving a third party, so it wouldn't be covered fully comp. So you need for them to check their insurance prior to them coming home. So for instance, if you're coming from the UK or the States or Australia, wherever it may be, check their insurance first of all. You could also probably look at getting them named on your policy, or you could probably look at changing your own policy to open driving, whereby anyone can drive your car as long as they're, you know, fit the criteria. So generally the criteria would be they'd have to have a full clean driver's license, age between 25 and 70. Again, terms and conditions apply, so check what you're covered for and what they will cover. So again, it's all about reading the fine print. If you've any questions, you know, give us a ring, give your own broker a ring, and we'll have a look at it for you. A
couple of things jump out there. First of all, if, for example, my loved one is coming home from Australia or America, not so sure how happy I would be to have them driving my car on Irish roads insured on an international policy. Not saying anything will go wrong or anything like that, but I'd be worried if something did go wrong.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And again, that's a personal decision, you know.
Of course,
it's a personal decision. So not everyone will feel that way, and some people will feel that way. So it's really up to yourself. So possibly in that case, maybe look at getting them named. It may not cost a whole pile. Mm. Again, if you're getting someone named, generally speaking, you have to do it for the full 12 months. So it's a 12-month.
Okay, you can't do it for...
Not really,
or
up until the end of your policy, whenever your insurance policy is up. So that's generally the situation. Yeah. But again, you could look at changing it to open driving. Open driving, you need to be very careful with, because you don't know what penalty points, what convictions, what other things people that are driving your car have. So I would probably lean more towards getting them named rather than an open driving policy.
And on that point, the second part of my concerns would be how the insurance companies here will deal with you when somebody comes home with an American driving license or an Australian one. Even an EU one, it might be a little bit easier there, obviously, but could have issues there too.
You could. No, they won't be claiming on your policy. If it's driving of other cars, it'll be their policy. But having said that, absolutely, I understand and agree with what you're saying. You're really relying on an insurance company based in the UK or Australia or America or wherever it may be to actually pay for the damage to your car. So yeah, it's something that people will have to make a personal decision on, and probably look at all the facts and then make the decision based on those facts.
But obviously something needs to be done if somebody's going driving when they're
home. Make sure they're covered in some shape or form.
You wanted to talk a little bit too about commercial insurance, because of course a very busy time for businesses, they will have extra money on the premises.
Yeah, so again, most commercial insurances, again, not all, but most commercial insurances will allow for increased stock, increase in wage turnover, and increase in the likes of employee liability, employer's liability, and also obviously increase in cash on the premises. So again, check your policy. Make sure if you're keeping cash in the premises that the safe you keep it in is of the proper rating. So if you have over 5 grand or 4 grand in cash, what rating does my safe have? Does it cover you for that amount of cash, that kind of thing? If you're bringing cash to the bank, make sure that if it's, again, generally speaking, if it's less than 5 grand, one person can bring it. Anything more than 5 grand, you probably need two able-bodied people with you. So those little things, you know, just to be careful around the festive season. Another thing, simple, if you have a safe, don't leave the key in the same place as the safe, as I've come across examples of that recently enough, and you don't want that happening. So
I can't imagine your insurance company would look too kindly on a...
Yeah, and it's basically...
You've effectively opened the door for them.
Yeah, and it's the same as leaving your key in the ignition. You know what I mean? So you're, generally speaking, they may not, you know, they will not cover you in that instance. So a combination lock safe is probably a better option if you are getting one installed. Again, if you're in the... we'll say the entertainment business, like pubs and restaurants, and you're looking at getting in DJs and music and that kind of stuff, make sure that your policy covers you for that. If there's dancing happening on the premises, are you covered for it? Do you have a dance floor? Do you have a dance license?
Yeah, yeah.
All these things, if someone slips and makes a claim, you may not be covered. So just, you know, we don't want to spoil anyone's Christmas, but we just want to make sure that they're covered in all these instances.
But you are going to make some public and shout over a counter, tell them to stop dancing, I'm not insured.
Really. Yeah, and get down off that stool and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
In commercial insurance, you talked about cash and premises. Would typically, and I'm not looking for any trade secrets here, but typically would it be the case that a business, if they have this insurance, which they should, that they would be insured for X thousand of euro, whatever it may be?
Yeah, exactly. So again, if most businesses would be covered for maybe up to 5,000 euros on the premises at any one time or overnight on the premises. Anything after that, you must have a safe that actually allows you to do it. So you must have a safe that's rated to hold up to whatever, 10 or 20,000, whatever it may be. If you don't have that kind of thing, you probably need to look at going to a night safe in the bank. And again, you need to make sure that you have the proper security going there at night and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
But yeah, most policies will have so much cash on the premises covered. But again, check your policy, make sure you are covered for that.
And a final note on pet insurance.
Yeah, again, make sure you get the dog license or the cat license or whatever it may be. If you do, if Santa is, if you're lucky enough that Santa brings you a pet for Christmas,
which
I'm sure Frankie Coote will have something to say about that. But if they do, you can always look at taking out pet insurance. Small thing, again, we're in the middle of winter, make sure your car is winter ready. Tires are correct and the proper thread depth and all that
course,
kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Even a small thing like having a washer in your window washer, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So just listen, it's small little things. You know, at home we have lots of lights on in the house. Make sure they're up to scratch.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, actually.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we'll be giving advice from.
Do you know what I mean? So they're not, and even the tree. You know what I mean? If you're buying a natural tree now, you can buy treated natural trees where, God forbid, if the place goes on fire, it doesn't take off. That kind of thing.
Little things like that, but just be smart, basically,
yeah.
and take the steps to make sure we don't need to call the insurance companies, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
If at all possible. Just generally, are you noticing financially, are we doing a little bit better this year?
I think so. I think the whole Dublin-centric thing has taken a long time for it to come down to this side of the country, but I do think in the last 6 or 8 months, there's a lot more confidence around. I know we have the housing crisis, and I know not everyone is seeing it, but I think in general, I think people are a lot more confident. There's a few more quid in people's pockets, a lot more people back to work, they're earning a little bit more. So I do think that things are on the up, and hopefully long may it continue.
And hopefully a good Christmas for local businesses as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And on behalf of ourselves, and I'd just like to wish all our listeners and clients and customers a happy and safe Christmas.
And
see you in the new year.
And the same to you and to your staff as well, because we won't see you next week, but we'll see you, I hope, again in 2019. Tommy Corbett, and a very big thank you as well for everything.
Thanks,
across
Kevin.
The year. We'll
thank
see
you.
We'll talk again soon. Tommy Corbett there of Kerry Corbett Financial Solutions in Rosslevin in Ennis. It's Morning Focus here on Clare FM.
Financial Solutions on Clare FM is brought to you by Kerry Corbett, your local finance experts.